This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk Cowboys' Nick Harris star telegram from the Combine. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Franklin Frankel, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, principal office, Dallas, Texas, as Nick Harris joins us now here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing well, fellas. How's baseball treating you guys?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Yeah, Rangers got a nice win today. We're having fun. Of course, Wolchuk and Schiafalo having a blast with the guys in the clubhouse, making them uncomfortable, asking them questions you never thought you'd hear in a professional sports environment. You know, that kind of situation, right?
Right, then. Doing it just right.
How
it should be lit.
Yeah, I think they're doing it the best I've ever seen, you know, to be honest with you, Nick. But how's the combine going for you?
Cannot complain. It's always a fun week out here in Indianapolis with, you know, rumors swirling around the league and getting a close-up view at these prospects, being able to talk to them and start to get a general sense, at least, of potential draft strategy for the Cowboys. So always a good time in Indy and no different so far this week.
What do you think about free agency when that gets going and the term selectively aggressive? Do you have a firm handle on what their strategy is going to be?
Yeah, I think they will select a few guys and then be aggressive for those guys. But who are those guys going to be? Is that going to be the Eric Kendricks and the Royce Freemans of 2024? Or is it going to be some high-profile guys at positions of need that could really help? That's probably the bigger question we have going for the rest of the week. Brian Schottenheimer will talk to the media tomorrow, and then Jerry will talk on Friday. So what exactly does selectively aggressive mean? I guess that's what we have left to accomplish here in Indy.
Yeah, Nick, I was going to ask you, you know, you've been in a few of these campaigns where Stephen Jones has talked. You felt like that he had his hat in hand maybe this time around from Indy a little bit more. He seemed pretty cavalier the last time you had a chance to talk to him. Is he a little bit more like, hey, you know, he understands that people aren't putting up with all his BS right now?
Describe hat in hand.
Hat in hand, like he's a little bit more thoughtful. Instead of doing air quotes and things like that, yeah, he's more like, hey, listen, I realize that I might have effed some things up last time we were all together, and but do you feel like that he's, or is it the same kind of vibe that you got from that interview?
No, I think you're probably onto something there, Brian. I think they understand how the 2024 offseason set them up for that 2024 season, and you know, some of the problems that they dealt with last year, how that was a product of the offseason, and they don't want that to be the same now.
Right.
I mean, that's already begun because they're having negotiations with Osa Odighizuwa early here before free agency, and that wasn't the case for any of the guys that were set to hit free agency last year. Like, I remember this time last year that they did meet with Tyron Smith's representation, and then by the end of the week, we probably came to the conclusion that he was not going to be back. But you think about all of the guys that left last year, and there was really no big step forward as far as talking to those guys and bringing those about potentially bringing those guys back in. And if they were, they weren't done, with a lot of effort. So here we are, they're meeting with Osa Digizua's representation this week, DeMarcus Lawrence's representation this week. Those are two guys they would like to have back in the fold, but what is that price tag going to look like?
Right.
I mean, if you look at Osa Digizua's case, he's projected to get 4 years, $83 million, according to PFF. And if that's the case, look, Osa Digizua is a really good player, but are you okay with spending north of $20 million per year on that player in order to have his services for the next four seasons? And do you think he can still live up to that price tag four seasons from now? I think that there's a lot of questions that, you know, present itself within that. So there's a lot to shake out. And obviously the inflated salary cap numbers that are heading into 2025 will help them. It'll give them a little bit more flexibility. But they are being a little bit more proactive than they were last offseason. I think that's a little bit of good grace that you could take away. And I think Stephen Jones does understand that, yes.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like that the Jones family knows that the fan base is pissed off at them?
Yeah, they do. And that was questions that I think we probably could have answered coming out of that Brian Schottenheimer opening press conference at the Star. Is, you know, they understand, you know, the fans' impatience as far as wanting to, get back a deep playoff run, especially after seeing the Commanders of all teams in the NFC East make a run to the NFC Championship. They understand that there's some desire there. There's a lot of desire there to get back on top. And it's, I think fan sentiment has gone more so from being impatient to being, unhopeful to where when the season starts, it's like, okay, yeah, you can go 17-0, but it won't matter unless you're playing in a weekend three of the playoffs. And so they have set themselves up for a big expectation, and it's just about fulfilling it at this point.
Nick Harris with us here on 105.3 The Fan. So one constant is the run game. I mean, whether it was Steven, all the coaching staff, the one thing we've heard is like the run game. So yesterday, Mel Kiper's got his Mach 2.0, and he's got a Marion Hampton out of North Carolina going to the Cowboys at 12 because Gentry's off the board. We wouldn't do that, Nick, okay? But they don't give a damn what we think.
That's the truth.
Do you think that's actually something that we should probably wrap our brain around? Because I have argued the fact, I think these running backs are going to come off the board faster than people think, and I don't know that it's a guarantee another one of these top-rated backs is going to be there at 44.
Yeah, that's a fascinating conversation. Again, yeah, I'm with you, Zach. If it were me, I would not be taking a running back in that spot, but looking at the Cowboys, we'll have a better idea of the draft resources they've invested or the combine resources they've invested by the end of the week. But they do know how deep this running back class is. And if that's the case, then do you look at that and see it as a possibility of going and getting that running back on day two or day three? You know, how does that manifest on draft weekend? And that's also something that factors in with Jerry Jones' thought process. Stephen Jones' thought process factored in with that. Will McClay, it's not just the scouts. So, you know, that's something that we would probably talk about with Jerry Jones later in the week, too, is how much is this running back position valued for the Dallas Cowboys? You know, do they look back at that number four overall selection of Ezekiel Elliott in 2016? Do they look back on that fondly, or do they look back on that with some regret? And how does that factor into their decision process 9 years later? You know, I think there is definitely something to say about, you know, how that all went down and the product that they got out of Ezekiel Elliott, whether in the short term or the long term, and how they kind of play that into this number 12 selection. But look, if Ashton Gentry's off the board at number 12 and they are dead set on getting a game-changing running back in the first round, then trading back to 18, 19, 20 and still getting a Marion Hampton, I think, is a better case than selecting him at 12. That's just me.
Nick, what's the measurement or the time that we're going to get here over the next couple of days that you think is most intriguing relative to the 12th overall pick?
Talking about prospect-wise specifically?
Yeah. Like, is there a guy that needs to have a time or an arm length or a height or something like that?
I don't think so necessarily. I would like to see what time Teteroa McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona, lays down, just to see what that athleticism has looked like after 3 years of development out at Arizona. And this is a guy who was.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
One of the top volleyball players in the country coming out of Anaheim Servite High School in Southern California. His athleticism is there. He can jump out of the building. He can win you those 50-50 balls and make them more so like 75-25 balls. But what does his long speed look like? How would that help an offense? And McMillan has slipped down some mocks and he slipped down some boards. I think that's just a product of this wide receiver class not being as highly viewed as it has been in the past at the receiver position. But I think he's still a first-round talent. And if he goes down and he has a really good week here in Indianapolis, I think he can stamp his placement as a top 15 pick.
Hey, Nick, I was wondering, after you stood there and right next to Abdul Carter, do you wish you would have lost more games?
Man, you probably would have had to lose every game. But he's certainly a talented player. He looks great. There was some hush, a rumor about, you know, his weight might come under 250 tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I mean, this guy is going to be a legit player at the next level, and he's got so much room still to grow within his frame. You know, it's not a Micah Parsons situation where 250 is probably your cap. I think he could get up to 265 and still be a really dangerous athletic pass rusher. He's going to be talented at the next level, but I'd be surprised if he gets out of the top three.
Hey, and Nick, something else about the defensive lineman. Mike Green is having to answer some questions about some of the off-the-field stuff. Have you circled back with anybody that's kind of talked to you, or did you get a chance to see him answer those questions about some of the things that he was dealing with?
No, I didn't get a chance to catch up with Mike Green, but that is certainly things that he is answering this week, as well as James Pierce, a defensive lineman out of Tennessee. Both of them getting some off-the-field questions about, you know, character concerns and things that were brought to scouts' attention off the field over the course of the last couple of months. So those are two guys to potentially keep an eye on as if you maybe see one of those guys slipping out of first round and mock,
you'll know why.
You know why.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you know why.
Nick, how proactive do you expect them to be to add to the offensive line, or do you think they're just comfortable there?
Yeah, that's a good question, and that's probably one we would have for Jerry Jones. I know that, you know, with the void that Zach Martin is leaving, they want to add another interior body. So How does that manifest? Does that come in the form of free agency, or does that come in the form of early on day two in the draft, or even potentially if the right guy is there in the first round? I know, Brian, we talked on the break about a potential trade back scenario for Gray Zabel, the North Dakota State interior lineman. Is that somebody that they would feel comfortable going and grabbing? So they want to add another depth piece in the absence of Zach Martin. The only question is, you know, how that manifests, whether it be in free agency or the draft.
Head coach Brian Schottenheimer talking tomorrow, I believe, at 3:30. What are you looking forward to learning about his mindset or approach to the draft and free agency?
Yeah, I would be fascinated just to know what his, what his mindset is about free agency in the draft. You know, what pieces does he feel like are absolutely necessary to add in the free agency period? You know, what position groups he feels really good about in this draft class? You know, he obviously won't give too much as far as draft strategy, but, you know, what are his overall feelings around the class? How does he see that manifesting whenever it could happen for the Cowboys during draft weekend? And then just kind of bounce off some of the things that Steven said off of Brian's head and, you know, get a good feel of how those conversations went with Osa Digizua, DeMarcus Lawrence, and just kind of move on from there. But Schottenheimer's been really great with us in the media, so definitely excited to see what he has to say tomorrow and what he gives us.
So, Nick, getting to be in front of some of these defensive linemen, one guy last year that on tape to me, for whatever reason, Marshawn Neyland, I was like, I don't know. He doesn't look quite as big on the tape. Maybe it was the Western Michigan jersey. I don't know. But then you go to the Senior Bowl, you're like, dude, he is massive. And he was. When I got to see him at the first time at training camp, I think this dude's huge. Who was it for you that overall ended up being bigger than expected?
That's a good question. I've seen Kenneth Grant before the combine here in Indianapolis.
337 right there, huh, brother?
Yeah. Kenneth Grant
all of
certainly
it?
Won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him in t-shirt and shorts about, it was about a month ago up in Frisco. That's where he's been training during his pre-draft process. And, man, not only is he huge in person, but he can fly as well once he gets running. That's certainly one that is backed up his 345-pound-plus frame. Gosh, I'm trying to think of some other guys. Jeffrey Bosa looked really good in person today. Not necessarily, like, bigger than I expected, but just, you know, just a physical specimen. He was certainly one that I came away with impressed.
Oregon linebacker, right?
Yes, Oregon linebacker, and that was a guy that the Cowboys did have a formal meeting with this week, one of 12 that we were able to track down today on the defensive front with defensive linemen and linebackers. So you know, they're investing some resources there in that front seven. We'll see if, you know, maybe that's a high priority for them in the first couple of days of the draft.
Thanks for your insights, Nick Harris, Star Telegram. Enjoy your time at the Combine, and we will look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Really appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a good one out there.
Bye, Nick. Cheers. There he goes. Nick Harris, an absolute monster on the Cowboys beat there over there in Fort Worth at the Star Telegram after, what, just one season, DallasCowboys.com?
One season.
Just one season. He was a one-and-done guy.
Yep.
He fast-tracked him straight to the
– our Friday Night Stars alums.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm excited about what might transpire here over the next week and a half, covering the Cowboys and watching free agency kick off with what they've said about being selectively aggressive. That's one thing, but then they mentioned maybe different with other teams' free agents. I just don't know how they can sell the fans that we're a playoff team if you just draft and bring things back.
I
think it's a massive
you
pivot
can't.
Point.
Yeah. You cannot look at your team and say, if we do one of three things, we're going to win this thing.
Yeah.
The team that just won it did the drafting, the free agency, and trading.
Yep.
They did that. That is all you need to know of how you get to where you need to be.
I think it's just going to be tough to, you know, to try to be disciplined and not get so excited and believe that if they're good against bad teams and that means they're back or they're going to finally go get the job done. I think we need to be really honest about how much of improvement at all positions they need in order to truly contend in this NFL.
And well, I think you're right, and that's why I don't think they're going to be in a position to even like beat the crap out of the bad teams anymore.
I think
they've lost that much talent.
They might be worse than they were last year.
Well, I mean, the schedule went bad, and they finished 5-3. You know, as long as they're playing those middle of the road and non playoff teams, like they had to run a gauntlet for the first six weeks, and it exposed them.
Yeah, the depth is a problem, and then you look at your secondary, like with Diggs. Yeah. And Overshown. I mean, Overshown.
They
no,
lost
not
key
second.
Pieces. And
yeah,
that's
they, and they're
going to.
They're probably
going to
lose. They're going to probably lose these defensive linemen. They're probably going to lose Lewis. You know, if Carson would have played better at corner, I would have felt okay, fine. Let Lewis go. but he really didn't.
Well, you got to hope that he does, right? Like
I said the same damn thing about Tolbert.
I'm not quitting. You're right. No,
I mean,
you're right.
Every year but I'm like, oh, Tolbert's going to make the jump.
Some of those guys will, though. Tolbert didn't. Some of those guys will.
Yeah.
They're going to underestimate these fans.
Poop in your hand and see which one fills up first.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You know,
don't you twist
you know
my arm.
That. Like, you're not going to quit on a kid after just 1 year.
Who?
Carson.
No, I'm not quitting on Carson, but Tolbert, you know.
No, I've quit on Tolbert now, but in fairness, I would have advocated the same thing for him.
We got one more segment till quitting time. We'll catch up with Fred and Blake, see what the fan after dark has cooking here for you as we're live in Surprise, Arizona, and we're back with a little crosstalk here in the G-Bag Nation.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.